Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
On my credit card statement, I have a charge from you guys for $39.99.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
93536.
93536?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Haddad. It's A-D-D-A-D.
And your first and last name?
First name is N-A-S-R-Y, Nasri.
Thank you. I see an account here. Match your name. Could you verify your address?
You the same people I know who it seemed like. You guys charged me last month for like $89.95. I disputed the charge, and now you guys charged me $39.99. I don't know why.
Okay, so there was a purchase here for our dash cam. It was made on the 24th of December. It doesn't say here where the account has been canceled or disputed. This was for, you may have entered into a survey and they offered you 7 different promotional items and you only had to pay the shipping and handling.
Right. That was February and November.
Yes, sir. So this was created in December, on the 24th of December for 7:45.
For 7:45?
Yes, sir.
Why my account was charged $39.99?
So that's for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies the dash cams.
But I don't understand. On the 24th?
Yes, sir.
I never made that purchase on the 24th. But you guys got my credit card information anyway.
Okay, sir. So would you like to report the account as fraud if you say you didn't make the purchase for the dash cam?
Yes.
Okay, so give me 1 second to notate your account and I can get you transferred over to our fraud department where they can further assist you with those charges.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So I did go ahead and notate your account. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over now. Is there anything else I can do for you before I transfer you over?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Just stay on the line, please.
All right.